two amber alerts on the market over 2 days this week. These alerts are used when there's a threat to the supply of electricity, an early warning system. In an online statement, the single electricity market operator said the reason given for the amber alerts is a generation shortfall in Ireland. Airgrid said the alert was issued due to forced outages at a number of generators, low wind generation and limited electricity imports. Jim Gannon is Commissioner with the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. He's on the line, and good morning to you, Jim Gannon. You're the regulator charged with protecting the public interest in water and energy safety. Can you give us some further detail on why this week, in the middle of August, we had two amber alerts? What went wrong?
Good morning, Mary, and thanks for the opportunity for coming on. I suppose it's important to note that an amber alert means that the buffer between demand for electricity and supply is smaller than optimum. And what it does is it just provides notice that Airgrid and the wider electricity sector can take some pre-planned actions to protect the integrity of the grid and prevent loss of supply. I think in terms of the summer, although people might not expect this, there are often times of tighter margins in the summer where Airgrid works with industry to schedule necessary annual works on their generators in order to make sure everyone is winter ready. So times of smaller margin in the summer are not abnormal or are not strange. Over the past couple of days, what we have seen is a number of forced or unexpected outages to generators and an interconnection, but also a very low wind period. And I think what we've seen over the past number of days, again, in the past 24 hours, is a return to service of many of those generators and also back to full interconnection, which means the outlook is far more positive. I think it's very important to note that we do expect for the next number of years, as we respond to not just short-term challenges around security supply, but also as we meet our carbon targets, we will likely see a raised number of amber alerts as we move from having traditional generation that was always on, fossil-fueled, moving to wind, which is our primary source of electricity in the future, but is intermittent. And the difference can be between over 4 gigawatts, 4,000 megawatts of wind on a given day, or days like yesterday, where at different stages we had 30 megawatts or less than that at the start of the day.
So in that case, we're not winter ready for this winter or coming winters. And experts like Professor Brian O'Gallagher warning of a perfect storm hitting electricity supplies. Is that what's coming down the tracks?
No, what I'm describing is that there's a cyclicality. What Airgrid and industry do is during the summer times, they make sure that all of the necessary works are completed to be winter ready. And this is something that's conducted annually every year to make sure that the system is ready and that the generators are ready. So this is nothing strange. This is nothing different. It was just there were a couple of unexpected outages that had us enter an amber or an alert state that again allowed pre-planned actions to be taken place to maintain integrity. Coming into this winter, acknowledging some of the risks that are out there and under the programme of works that are in place between ourselves, DEC and Airgrid and other actors, there are other measures being taken to ensure that we can secure security of supply. And these include optimising the batteries that we have, and there was recently a successful test to make sure we can get even more out of those in times of stress and pressure. Working with demand-side units to make sure we can have industry turn down and be rewarded appropriately for turning down their demand at times of system stress. And again, that's an increase on what we would have had before. And then also working with larger electricity demand users. So at the first stages where we move from amber, closer to times of even tighter margins, would be to work with industry who have backup generation to make sure that there's no loss of supply. So again, additional risks are being recognised, but mitigations are being put in place, not just for the short term, but also for the longer term.
But will those mitigations work for this winter? I mean, what people are worried about is that they're going to have outages and that the lights are going to go out.
It is true, and that is a worry that we have every year, whether it's from storm damage or whether it is from generation adequacy concerns. What I can say is that, again, as outlined in our paper just before Christmas of last year, we were entering a period of tight generation where we transition from older, heavier fossil fuel generation to wind, and there will be a number of tight winters over the coming years. Despite those tight margins, we are working on a range of options to make sure that, as with last winter, where we had tight margins, there's a retention of that supply and that we don't see any loss of supply to consumers.
The Minister for Finance just launched a strong defence of data centres, but are they sucking electricity from the grid, and is it time for a moratorium?
I think you'll have seen in our decision in advance of last Christmas that we've addressed new data centre connections to make sure that as they come online, that they don't impinge on or unnecessarily reduce our security of supply. And also, I think you'll see in the next couple of weeks, we'll be releasing a consultation on network tariffs that will really focus on demand side. And this isn't just for normal consumers, but there will be a particular focus on large electricity demand consumers to ensure that at times of peak supply, at times of system stress, that there are incentives in place to get them to reduce their demand. I think what's, again, very important, Mary, is that more flexible and responsive demand will be critical to decarbonisation, not just security of supply. And for many of your listeners, this can be simple things such as moving your demand from between 4 to 7pm and encouraging them to listen out for the government Reduce Your Use campaign.
And for the data centres and other big industrial users, will you be imposing tariffs?
Again, in the network tariffs consultation, that is precisely what we are doing. There's not just something there for all consumers, but there's a particular focus on those high electricity demand sites to encourage people to move away from those peak periods and also move away from periods where there may be system stress or where the wind isn't blowing. So it's not just a security supply measure. It will also, in fact, indirectly support decarbonisation.
And we have energy bills going up for people now, cost of living rising, energy companies making huge profits. Should those companies be sucking up price hikes?
Well, I did. I did listen to Minister Pascal Donoghue just prior to now, and I do think that taxation is a matter of government policy. Windfall taxes are considered as one of the suite of options in the recent EU proposals that can be taken if necessary. But again, what I think is quite important from the CRU's perspective is that we continue to provide supports to consumers coming into this winter period. So you'll see in September we're going to come out with another set of proposals looking at extending the winter moratorium periods on disconnections, giving people longer to pay down debt, supporting people that are paying down debt on prepayment meters, and protecting more vulnerable consumers. And also we will continue to tell people that there is value in the market through switching supplier where you can. And there's resources available on our website, cru.ie, okay, to support
when is that coming?
Doing that. In September, we'll be bringing out those proposals, which will be in place in time for this coming winter period.
Jim Gannon of the CRU, thank you for joining us.